please join me as we welcome the Intermezzo String Quartet. Was beautifully done. And Tess, thanks for picking up the microphone. That's you, right?
Yeah.
And Tess played cello on that selection, Tess Kleppinger. And you're from Mount Lebanon?
Yes.
And tell me about yourself. First, what was the name of the song, selection?
That was Haydn's Perpetuum Mobile.
I really loved the way it sounded with the four of you playing together, and you could also hear each of you distinctively as appropriate. Sometimes it's good to be heard separately. Sometimes you don't want to be. Can you tell me about yourself?
Well, I go to Mount Lebanon High School. I'm a junior, and I'm 16, almost 17. I've played the cello for almost 12 years now.
Do you remember the first time you played or when you knew you wanted to play cello?
Yeah, I think I talked about this last time I was on the show.
Yeah.
My brother is a violinist, and we always went to his school concerts. And I saw the cellists playing, and I said, I want to play that.
Yeah.
And I was really stubborn.
And I didn't ask you remembering that story. But as soon as you said, we talked about this once before, I remember that. Mm-hmm. It seems like you really enjoy playing too. Clearly you do, if it's been 12 years. Have you thought about what you might want to do after high school?
Yeah, I want to pursue music, and actually that's something I decided last year. So now I take half days of school, and I practice in the afternoons.
That's great that the school allows you to do that. So you actually have a sort of a schedule that accommodates your doing so? How does that work?
Well, first of all, my freshman and sophomore year of high school, I took a lot of credits, like an unnecessary amount of credits. And I took 8 classes a day with no lunch, no study hall. And then I got to be a junior, and I realized I probably could have graduated early if I had set my credits right. But I decided instead that I really want to go into music. So I said, well, I'd like to work on some repertoire for college auditions and figure out what I'm going to play. So I talked to the administration, and it took a long time, but I leave at 12:30 every day. I sign out of the building, so I go home.
Good for you. And then at home, you'll sort of put yourself in a nice solitary place and mm-hmm. practice.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Do you want to acknowledge anybody personally while we're talking? Any instructors or family members?
Well, I have a great teacher. I study with Dave Primo, and I'd like to thank my parents and my older brother.
Excellent. And why don't we talk to the person on your left before we go to the next song? And she is playing viola, I think.
Yes.
I can usually tell from a distance what it is. And I think you're Miranda,
yes.
Right? Tell me about yourself, please.
Well, I'm a sophomore. I'm 15, and I go to Pittsburgh Kappa, which is the Creative and Performing Arts High School. It's in downtown. So I don't actually leave school, but in the afternoons, like Tess, we just play music like for the entire afternoon. That like there are 6 or 7 different majors there, and I'm an instrumental major. So at 1 o'clock, we just go and we get to play music.
It provides really a great environment for you to meet like-minded students. Pittsburgh
Definitely.
Public School is, you know, a large district. You've got tens of thousands of students. So when you have a school that allows you to meet people that are as interested in music as you are, it's got to be great. What neighborhood do you live in?
I live in Point Breeze, Squirrel Hill area.
And would you like to acknowledge anybody or say hello to anybody, teachers or family members?
I guess I would just like to thank my dad and my brother because they both play music, and they were really what caused me to start playing music in the first place.
Well, that's great. What do they play?
My dad plays piano and my brother plays violin.
Excellent. Do you play together sometimes?
Usually I play with my dad. There's not a whole lot of repertoire for viola, violin, and piano, but
well, that's great that you can play together. What song will the quartet do next?
We're going to play Elegy by Gustav Strube.
Okay, and you can just put that on a stand or down, whatever makes the most sense, and we'll get ready, and we'll talk to the other two members of the quartet in a moment. Here they are again, the Intermezzo String Quartet.
Thank you.
the Intermezzo String Quartet here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And if you're enjoying their music, you'll want to support the organization that brought them together, which is Three Rivers Young People's Orchestras. They have a winter concert tomorrow, Sunday, December 14th, here in the Pittsburgh area at Shadyside Academy, which is located in Fox Chapel. And the Hillman Center for the Performing Arts is where the concert will be held. Tickets are free, but you need to register to get a ticket to be sure that there will be a seat for you. And you can do so by going to trypo.org, trypo, Three Rivers Young People's Orchestras.org for more information. Let's meet the first of our two violinists. And if my notes are correct, let's see. I should be able to tell who's who. This is, I'm guessing, Max. Am
yes.
I right?
Yeah, my name is Max Martin. I am 17 years old. I go to Steubenville High School. I'm a junior.
So you had a long way in here
today. Yeah, it
today.
Was about an hour.
Wow, thank you for making it in. Now, one might be wondering, don't these opportunities exist any closer to home? And my guess is...
not really, no.
Yeah. so how did you connect with Three Rivers Young People's Orchestras?
My parents and most of my older siblings attended the City Music Center, and through that we met TRIPO, and TRIPO and Three Rivers Young People's Orchestras. We came through the groups like this to perform and stuff.
Well, that's great. How long have you played violin?
10 years. Yeah,
a long time. And the name of the school you go to?
Steubenville High School.
And what year are you in?
I'm a junior.
Are there many other students as accomplished as you are, or as focused as you are on instruments at school?
No, not really. No.
Is there an orchestra?
There is. Yeah.
Yeah, but in different schools, I mean, my high school had an orchestra comprised of a few serious musicians, but mostly people that were playing, you know, purely for the love of it, which is great. Are you thinking of music as a career?
Actually, no. I'd probably always keep it up as a hobby and, you know, maybe do part-time teaching or something, but no, not as a career.
What do you think you might want to do?
I haven't thought of it yet. I'm still a junior. I have a year yet left, so
that's the spirit.
I have time.
Do you want to acknowledge anybody or say hello to anyone?
I guess, yeah, my family. My parents drove me here out of their way.
Well,
that's
great.
About it.
Well, I'm glad you are here today. And let's say hello to the other violinist. And then there are two more pieces from the TRIPO-based Intermezzo String Quartet. And this is Hannah Leah, right?
Yeah.
And Hanalea, well, I need to know, Hanalea Resnick, tell me about yourself.
I'm a senior. I go to Winchester Thurston School in Shadyside.
And the plans after graduation, do you know yet?
I'm actually going to hear back from a college today at noon, so it's an exciting day.
Is it early admission? Or?
Yeah, I did early action.
Do you want to... Do you want to tell us who? Or you don't have to.
Oh, it was Case Western Reserve.
Excellent. See, you've got to, you tell them, I play with somebody from Ohio right next to me. They don't need to know that it's nowhere near Cleveland. But what do you want to study there?
Not quite sure yet. Everyone tells you still have time. And then, I don't know yet. I was thinking probably business or something, but the reason I'm interested in Case is because they have, like, good music programs and stuff, too,
yeah,
so you can be involved with that still.
It's a good school, I think. It's funny, I can't remember if I applied there. I considered it. I don't think I applied there, but they have a great engineering program, too. Would you like to acknowledge anyone or say hello to anyone?
I want to say hi to my parents. They're probably sitting right out there. And hi to my brother, but he's probably sleeping.
What's his name?
Charlie.
How old is he?
He's 25.
Charlie, wake up, for goodness sakes. Is he on the East Coast?
Yeah, he's at home right now.
Charlie, you should be up.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Hanalea. It's nice to meet you. And Hanalea, can you tell us the next song that you'll be playing?
The next song we're going to play is The Waltz from Faust.
And go ahead and you can hand that to Max. I'm going to ask him what comes after Faust, because I know you've got one more after that.
We have Bourré.
Ah, beautiful song. And I will have you play both, you know, together. We'll have a little break in between the two. But once again, here we have the Intermezzo String Quartet. Don't forget that the Intermezzo String Quartet's host organization, if you will, the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra, is going to be performing tomorrow. Is that the, that's one way of putting it, right? They'll be performing tomorrow in the Symphonette as well at the Fox Chapel located Shadyside Academy in Fox Chapel at the Hillman Center for Performing Arts. This will be tomorrow, Sunday, December 14th at 7 o'clock, the winter concert. And you can get tickets. They're free, but you need to get the tickets at trypo.org. Thank you all for being here. And they close with Bourré. The Intermezzo String Quartet. Thank you. I hope we'll see you all back sometime soon.